Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Keeping in theme with New FM's Comedy Week with the Novos, one of the funniest blokes in Australian media. It's got to be Mr. Shane Jacobson. Kenny, the dressmaker, the very excellent Mr. Dundee, and he joins us on the phone. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Me? I'm fantastic. I opened up the paper this morning. Looked in the obituaries, didn't get a mention, so I reckon I'm doing fine.
You know what? That's a great way to start. Now, The Odd Couple, that's going to be at the Theatre Royal Sydney from June 27. Now, this is such an exciting thing to be a part of. How did you get involved?
Well, I just talked my way in. The same as I got on your radio station. So myself and Todd McKinney are playing two characters, Felix and Oscar. So for those that would remember, those of a certain vintage would remember there was a movie, The Odd Couple with Walter Matthau, and there was also a TV series. The one we're doing is actually the one written by Neil Simon in the 60s. So myself and Todd McKinney have been mates for a long while, and we've always joked that on paper, we shouldn't be friends. There's Todd McKinney, the theatre guy, and there's Shane Jacobson, the pie-eating car freak, that does the acting stuff on the side. But and so on paper, it doesn't make sense that we're friends. And in a bit of a way, we're kind of an odd couple. And we've done a lot of theatre together. We've done Rocky Horror. We just did 200 shows last year of Hairspray together. Mm-hmm. On tour with that. And when we finished that show, we were kind of talking about, you know, what are we going to do next as mates? And next thing you know, the kind of odd couple came up almost as a joke, to be honest. And then the producer said, well, how about we do it? Next thing you know, we're doing it.
One question that I always love to ask, especially big stars like yourself, Shane, is out of all the productions that you've done, especially with, you know, huge things like Kenny and The Dressmaker and such, what was your favourite production to do or to make?
I'm halfway through it now with you guys.
Oh, stop it.
Smooth like butter, this guy.
I don't have the funding to fund your next stage show. I just don't.
This show's gone to shit for me. Well, look, to be honest, me and my brother made the film Kenny. The one that will always hold a special place in our heart will be Kenny, because it was what catapulted me into people's lounge rooms and in people's minds, I guess. And don't get me wrong, there's many things I'm proud of, but you know, there's one of the things that kind of does, you know, kind of annoys me a bit when I see, you know, proper big stars are embarrassed by the history if they're in Home and Away and stuff. I love that about Margot Robbie. She's always so proud of where she came from. Yeah. That was Home and Away. Guy Pearce is a mate of mine. You know, he's always saluted Neighbours and what it did for his career. And I feel the same about Kenny, that it would be weird for me not to mention Kenny as the number one, because it, you know, he did me so many favours, if you will.
Well, Shane, wanted to play a quick game with you, mate, before you jet off. Obviously, the IGA gig is a big one. We see you on the tellies nightly.
We love you there.
Yes.
We play a game here called Lowest to Lux with the Novos, and it's basically we give you three items and you've got to tell us what's the cheapest and what's the most expensive and place them in that order. Now, I've gone through the IGA catalogue for Nina's IGA here in Hamilton in Newcastle.
Good old Nina's, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to see how you go with three items, all right?
So basically, you got to pick
with danger.
Cheapest to most expensive.
Mate, we've got three items: Uncle Ben's fried rice, 240 gram to 250 gram; Street's Magnum ice creams, 4 to 6 pack; and Bega 30 pack strong and bitey cheese slices. What's the cheapest to what's the most expensive?
I'm gonna go. Yeah, okay. So we're gonna go Magnum's most expensive cheese, second most expensive, and the cheapest rice.
You want to lock that in?
Well, not now that you've said it like that.
We play that trick with all of our listeners, trust me.
You know what? I'm going to go in strong. Yes, I want to lock that in.
All right. Back it in.
Well, we'll kick things off with the cheapest. You were bang on. Uncle Ben's fried rice is $2 this week at IGA.
Okay, that's good.
You said the second was the Bega 30-pack strong and bitey cheese slices, $9 this week at IGA.
Okay.
And wrapping things up, Street's Magnum ice creams, 4 to 6 pack. Shane, what are you doing? They're $5.50.
Hey.
Oh.
Shane, read the catalogue.
Have you ever had a Magnum, Shane?
Well, have a look at me. What are you doing?
Your words, not mine. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We can't wait to see you in this show. Yes. It just looks fantastic. And like you said, with two genuine old friends who are so different yet similar in a way.
And so talented.
How perfect is that?
Well, thank you so much. And it does explore the very thing that everyone knows. You can be friends with someone, but you don't really know them until you've lived with them or gone on holidays with them.
Very true. Very, I love that. True. I love that. Congratulations.
You just invited me on holidays with you at Christmas. It thrills me. We're going to go and sit on a houseboat somewhere and eat cheese, rice and magnums.
Oh, I love it. It's an IGA special. Couldn't have put it better myself. Thanks for coming on the show, Shane.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Go and see Shane and Todd McKenney in The Odd Couple. It's coming to Theatre Royal in Sydney from June 27th.